Blog Praise Talk the Lord, Radio. Everybody.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Almighty God. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carl Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, your host, here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. We encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors as we go on to our Bible. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to say to you a little bit about the visitors and music song there from the brother. Just going to give you a little disclaimer of the songs that we play on the radio. Pastor Ramo, they don't belong to the church, WTL Tabernacle. They don't belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists. Sing the song. However, because we bought the DVD, CDs, and then we have permission to use their songs. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. A little itinerary from the church, and that is that every Sunday at 7 o'clock, we have the Bible mystery. Hallelujah. And if you get it correct, when the question is asked, if you get it correct, the church will mail you out a beautiful, free, colorful accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle to the high priest. And I would encourage you to place it inside your Bible somewhere. So if you have an appointment, if you're waiting to be called, you could study the tabernacle and understand it a little bit better. It's also known as the Tent of Meetings. And if you remember reading your Old Testament, of Israel, when God's people of Israel came out of Egypt, they followed the cloud by day and the fire by night followed them. Glory. So wherever the cloud stopped, rebuild the tabernacle there. Glory be. Wherever the cloud went away, they have to take the tabernacle down and they build the cloud, the pillar of cloud by day. Glory be to the Lord. This is where Moses presented Aaron, his sons, to the people as they became the high priests. Glory be to God. And there is where it's also where God used to meet Moses at the mercy seat. Glory be to the Lord. So today we have the Bible mystery. We have a question which we're going to ask in a little while. Just want to share with you that every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we have a prayer meeting again here on Blog Talk Radio. Same telephone number and same recommendations, and that is invite your family, friends, and neighbors to talk radio. Glory be to the Lord. On Thursdays at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. Glory be to the Lord. And we've been studying what's next. Glory be to the Lord. What's next? And we're going to be talking about the second part of the Bema Seat Judgment. Glory be to the Lord. The second part. Hallelujah. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And if you have any questions, comments, or testimonies, we would encourage you to share that with us. Glory be to the Lord. Today's mystery, and that is, there is a feast that the Jewish people used to celebrate, the Lord's Feast. And this feast was also known of affliction. So what's the feast that they used to celebrate? It was also known as the bread of affliction. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be going steps. It's not too deep, but I want you to understand, if you have the answer, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Number 1 to speak to with the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we would encourage you to give that to family, friends, or neighbors as well. If one of them comes up with the answer, they could also call it. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to speak to the pastor, you could call 762-626. That's a here. We would answer that call. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You write the church at tabernacle@gmail.com. tltabernacle@gmail.com. That's a lowercase. Hallelujah. Are able to get onto the chat room at www.radio/CarlosRamos53.com. Correction, www.blogtalkradio.com/CarlosRamos53. You go into the chat room and you can leave a message or your answer. Glory be to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Today's there is a feast that we celebrate, the Jewish people. It's called the Lord's Feast out of seven. And this feast is also known as the bread of affliction. The bread of affliction. So which feast was it that the Jewish people celebrated? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go forward. And we're going to read Leviticus chapter 23. And I'm going to get that for you. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 6. And I'll read that to you in a second. And you're going to discover. It says here, and on the 15th day, it's the feast of the bread of affliction unto the Lord. 7 days, the bread of affliction. Glory be to the Lord. But it's also known by another name. That's the name that we're looking for. Bread of affliction is also known as in the Lord's feast. And if you remember, Jesus Christ was crucified on Nisan. So this feast comes right after. And that's what's one of the definitions of the feast, that which comes after. After what? After the death of Jesus Christ, he was buried. Remember, he died around 12 o'clock. They crucified him at 9, and he died about 12 o'clock. They had to take him off by 3 o'clock and bury him because the feast of the Bread of Affliction was coming up next before the sunset. So they had to take him off the cross before the sun. Glory be to the Lord. So in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23 and verse 6, it says that this feast was on the 15th. So it follows suit right after the crucifixion. And you go back to the history, you go back to the calendar, you will find out that Jesus Christ did not die or was buried on what they call Good Friday. Something is amiss. We know that according to some Jewish scholars, they say that any part of the day, it makes the whole day. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said that he would be in the earth, in the ground, 3 days. So when he resurrected early on the first day of the week, that would have been Saturday, because when the Marys went to the sepulcher, it was still dark out, and the stone Christ had resurrected. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you remember the disclosure, the priest guards and the Roman guards was watching the sepulcher, and some of them fell as dead. Some of them said that they were asleep when it was dark, and that Jesus came and pulled the body away. They did not want to admit that he resurrected on the third day. Glory be to the Lord. This was the Bread of Affliction, or the other feast, the other name that the Jewish people celebrate. It's a high holy Sabbath that Jesus died on the cross on Passover 14, Nisan 14. There were two Sabbath days. The regular Sabbath day was Friday into Saturday, but then they had a high holy Sabbath day, which was the day of the Bread of Affliction. That occurred at sunset to Nisan 16. And if you remember Nisan 15, remember the Jewish calendar is from sunset, we say 6 p.m., to sunset the next day. So that's why they took him off the cross on Nisan 14 at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and to bury him set, because they knew that the high day was upon them. And that was the same feast that they celebrated as the day when Jesus Christ was buried. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know when you read in the Gospels, when you read in the book of Leviticus, when you read the book of the Bible, you're going to read that Passover was 7 days, starting in Nisan 14. However, you have to remember that there was feasts. You had the Passover feast, you had the Bread of Affliction, and 3 days later you had the first fruit, the Feast of First Fruits, the counting of the Omar. And there's a lot of people out there teaching different things, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But remember, you have to look at it through the eyes of the Jewish people. You have to use the Jewish calendar and the Jewish feast days. You cannot go with our Gregorian calendar. You have to follow the Jewish calendar and the Jewish feast days, the Lord's feast days. Glory be to God. Now, when the father of the house, when they celebrate once a year, the Passover feast, the day that they celebrate the Passover, they have a bag, and in the bag you have three levels. And what the high priest does, or what the priest of the house does, he spread in half. He puts half in the middle compartment, and the other half, they're going to use it in the ceremony. And that middle, the one that's broken off is the one that's in the house in pieces, representing leaven. Hallelujah. And so they put the second half of the bread into the second level. And it's a type of the burial of Jesus. And when Jesus Christ was with his disciples in the Last Supper, he said in verse in Luke chapter 22 and verse 19, he says, the Bible says, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is this do in remembrance of me. When he broke it in half, that other piece, Jesus Christ represented, he was buried of affliction. But it's also known by another name, and that's what we look into. You could come up, you could receive the beautiful, colorful accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. So we know that in the Passover, there was a high holy Sabbath day. We had the regular Sabbath day, Friday to Saturday, but we're talking about the high holy Sabbath day that was going to occur beginning sunset. That's why they had to take Jesus off the cross before sunset and bury him. And so the aphicomium, which is the part that of pronouncing the feast of the Passover, and he puts the broken part, the other part, into the middle compartment. It's the burial of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the Lord. And we know that the aphicomen. The aphicomen goes in, that's unleavened bread. It has no leaven. But the piece that goes to the house is broken up in pieces. The mother of the house, the kids of the house, they go around is that the father put in the house somewhere. And it represents leaven, it represents sin, so they got to get sin out of the house. And you might say, but wait a minute, Jesus never sinned. That's correct. But the Bible says in chapter 5, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1, and that we may be God. So Jesus Christ is the second of the bread, which was sinful. He took on our the other part, the aphicomium, which is the one that was buried in the middle compartment, is a type of the burial of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself never sinned. He never sinned. Glory. So the part that went into the pouch, the middle compartment, aphicomium. So we know that This bread of affliction is known by another feast name. It was another high holy Sabbath day, which started as sunset. Now, Jesus Christ was killed, was crucified on the 14th of Nisan. Sunset would be Nisan 15. And if we read Leviticus 23 and 6, it's day. So we have to follow the Jewish calendar. We cannot follow the Gregorian calendar. We cannot follow the Western calendar because it will not match up. when we look back at the history and you look back at the week that the Passion Week of Jesus Christ, there was two Sabbath days. There was a regular Sabbath day, Friday into Saturday. And you also had the high Sabbath day, which was sunset, Nisan 15. That's why they had to take off Jesus, take him off the cross on Nisan 14 at 3, before the sun set. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says, that which comes after. What happens after Jesus Christ was buried in the ground? Well, it's just like the bread of the bread of affliction. The coming is put into the second compartment of this pouch, and the high priest held it, or the priest holds it. They gather up the second part of the bread, which is a type of the sinful nature that Jesus took upon himself. Get it out of the house. They get the leaven out of the house. The bread of affliction by taking the apikomen, or the second part of the bread, out of the pouch. And what they do is they break it. They break it, and most of the time they will say, "Thank you, Lord God, Father of heaven and earth. You created the bread from the ground. We ask you to bless it." And, you know, they break. And here in Luke 22:19, Jesus did that. In 19 it says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it." Well, that's a symbolism there for that feast of the bread of affliction. In the house, when the bread is broken in half, half of it is put into the, it's called the apikomen, it's put into the second compartment of this house. Half is broken to pieces and spread around the house. Jesus took upon him. Here, Jesus takes the apikomen, which came after the feast, after the meal. They took the bread, the apikomen, the pouch, and they break it. And they give to everyone in the house, everyone who's at the table. And here is, we have Jesus over with his disciples. In Luke 22:19, it says, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And so we see that even Jesus Christ fulfilling the feast of the Lord, fulfilling the bread of affliction, he became homing, was placed in the pouch in the middle compartment as a type of, and then he, when it's taken out, it's the bread is broken into pieces and given to the disciples, or given to the family who's at the table. And that's what Jesus Christ did also. Bread, he prayed over bread. And then he instructed them. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so every time that we celebrate the cross, starts off at Nisan 4, where he sacrificed lamb. Glory be to the Lord. And they took him off because the high holy Sabbath day, the feast of the bread of affliction, start at sunset. So they took him off the cross, right? They bury him, just like they take the apikomen, the second part of the bread, and they put it into the middle compartment. They bury him until later. After they have the meal, coming out. That's why that which comes after, the apikomen comes after the meal. They celebrate that and they break it. They give it to everyone. and they celebrate the feast of the bread of affliction by eating, by part, by coming. Glory. People, a lot of disciples left Jesus Christ because they did not understand what he was saying when he said that eat my blood. They didn't understand what he was saying. And Jesus spoke in many parables. Those that would understand would have they would understand, and those that did not have their eyes open, they would some just like the parable of the sower. Some of them understood, and some of them did not understand what he was saying. Glory be to the Lord. So the came after the meal, which happy combing. And we know that Jesus, Passover, celebrated the feast of the bread of affliction, because in Luke 22:19, it talks about him taking the bread, praying over it, and giving it to his disciples. And that's what the priest or the father of the house does when they celebrate this Passover. They break the bread in half. Half of it goes into the middle part of the bag, which is the afikomen, and the other half is placed around the house somewhere so the kids could, you know, they want to win a prize, so they go out looking for brokenness, signifying sin, and they have to take the sin out of the house. They don't want no sin in their house. Glory be to the Lord. So what is also known as a you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we went over those parts that we have in the... we could go even deeper. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 16, Leviticus 23, come away with an understanding of affliction is all about, and the other name, the feast of what? That's what we're looking for. These are the feasts of the Lord. There were 7 of them. You had the Passover, the bread of affliction. You have the counting of the Omer, or the first fruits. You have Pentecost. You have trumpets and tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. 3 times a year, males over 20 had to present themselves up in Jerusalem, and that would be for Passover, for Pentecost, and for tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, you know, we have to understand if, you know, then you need to study. That's what Paul told Timothy. Study yourself, a workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give you a little heads up as to what do we expect for next week. What's the mystery for next week? And that is, which feast of the Lord is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you do some studying and you are able to answer, you will win a beautiful prize from the church, a free, colorful accordion style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be. We will mail that out to you free of charge for participating and getting it right. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. Side note, my brothers and sisters, don't forget Psalms 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So we are to pray, brothers and sisters, for our brothers and sisters who live in Jerusalem, in Israel. Because we know that the enemy is coming like a lion to devour everyone that names the name of the Lord. His time is drawing very near. We see we're in the birth. Pretty soon, the rapture is going to take place. And then after we, or before, we're going to see that the Gog-Magog war. We're going to see the tribulation, the revelation of the Antichrist. We're going to see Christ coming back with his arms, the bone raptured up, the angels of heaven, and with the breath of his mouth, he will defeat the enemy. Glory be to the Lord. And the Antichrist, with those that took the mark of the beast, will be cast into the lake of fire. Satan himself will be chained and imprisoned for 10 years. His millennial reign on the earth, and he will sit on the throne of his Father. Jesus Christ is the only one that we know of that from a virgin, was born from the tribe of Judah, was from the lineage of David. Lord, he is Yeshua HaMashiach, and Yeshua HaMashiach ben David. The Jewish people, my brothers, people, and sisters, you know, they depend on a lot of what their rabbis teach them, what they need to do with scriptures for themselves. They're going to realize that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, see of both, Mashiach ben Joseph, Yeshua ben David, in one person. Jesus Christ fulfilled them both. He came as ben Joseph. His first time he died out of a place. But when he comes back this with the army of heaven, with the angels, he's coming as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach ben David. Thank you, Jesus. And he will be a warrior. What the Jewish people are looking for now, they, you know, they rejected Jesus because they expected him to beat the Empire. But he didn't do away with the Roman Empire at that time. He came to do away. His words, he said that he to the people of God, the Jewish people first. And then he talked to us. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he sent out his disciples 2 by 2 to speak to the Jewish people first. And later on, the Gentiles were invited in. The interaction between the angel and Peter went to Cornelius' house. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll introduce to Peter. And a lot of people got saved because that's a promise that God gave Abraham. Out of you, all nations of the world will be blessed. So it's something that was not just prevalent to the Jewish people. Although they are the apple of God's eye, you know, they are the first one that God chose them because they were the first one. Abraham was to only believe in the one God. All other nations were worshiping idols. Glory be to the Lord. And God gave Abraham Isaac he gave Jacob. Jacob he gave the 12 patriarchs. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We got about 5 minutes. So you can call us at here on Blog Talk Radio. 1-6-4-4-9-4-4 with the answer to the question of the Lord is the bread of affliction. Which feast? And if you graduate, you could call us a Blog Talk Radio. You could give us the answer via the email message to the church, WTL Tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Or you could call the pastor after 8 o'clock at 772-626-3178. Preferably, you call us here at Blog Talk Radio first, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And we thank the Lord for those behind the scenes here on the radio. They make it, they open the door for availability for us to do this program. We chose 3 days a week, Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Glory be to the Lord. So we don't interfere with the times and the dates for your activity or church membership. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to continue to study the word. Meditate upon the word. Like David said, let your word be hid in my heart that I don't sin against you. And we pray the words of what David said. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be my Lord and my Savior. So there's a lot of things that you could read in the book of Psalms to yourself. And as you read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you're going to get a better picture of what for us. Now, remember, this is the good news. The New Testament is the good news, talking about the Lord Jesus. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know from Hebrews chapter 1 that God, at different ways, spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that there's a rest remains in Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of things that we read in the Hebrews about what we have done. And it was given to us as examples. We don't fall into unbelief, because a lot of them did not make it into the promised land because of unbelief. And God don't want us to fall into the same predicament. So we need to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him as our Lord and Savior, and we're going to enter into that rest. He is, Jesus Christ is our Sabbath every day, my brothers and sisters, not just one day a week. The reason for that, because the Bible tells us tomorrow is not promised to no one. So if you treat every day like the Sabbath day, then you're going to abstain from sin. You're going to be fasting as the Lord calls you. You're going to be studying the Word of God. So we want to thank the Lord for that. Every day is our Sabbath day of rest. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we got about 1 minute to go. And so you can hear on 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected. Glory be to the Lord. What feast of the Lord is also known as the bread of affliction? If you have that answer, you call us in or contact the church or call the pastor at the phone number given, and we will speak together and pray together. Glory be to the Lord. Don't forget, we'll be back on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for intercessory prayer. Invite your family, friends here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.